This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Thursday, the 3rd of September, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equity markets delivered a mixed performance today. After the latest US close, the S&P 500 gained 0.5%, while the Nasdaq rose 20 bips. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 fell by 20 bips, while Switzerland's SMI gained the same amount. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.16 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.79%, down 1 basis point. Brent crude is down 0.6% at $95 a barrel, while gold is up 1.4% at $4,426 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Turning to today's main topic, Broadcom provided further evidence that demand for AI infrastructure remains strong. It raised its forecast for AI chip revenue in the fiscal year ending October 2027 to about $115 billion from more than $100 billion previously. The company expects that figure to roughly double to $230 billion in fiscal 2028, while third quarter AI chip revenue more than tripled to $16.7 billion. The update follows strong results from Nvidia last week, after which its shares rose 8.7%, their best post-results performance since 2024. Without taking a stance on individual securities, these results reinforce our view that robust AI investment remains an important driver of the positive equity market outlook. But encouraging company results do not remove the risks surrounding the theme or the broader market. Continued conflict in the Middle East has kept energy prices and long-dated government bond yields elevated. This can weigh on the valuations of companies whose expected profits extend further into the future. Competition is also increasing across the AI industry, while uncertainty remains over which companies will ultimately capture the returns from rising investment. Investors should therefore retain exposure to the principal drivers of the market cycle, while broadening participation and managing the risk of drawdowns. Broadening opportunity support positioning for further market gains. Our base case of robust AI investment, broader earnings growth, and resilient economic activity supports further gains in equity markets. Global AI-related capital expenditure is expected to reach around $900 billion in 2026 and about $1.2 trillion in 2027. The opportunity extends beyond the largest technology companies into semiconductors and hardware, software, power infrastructure, utilities, and industrials. The equity rally has also been broadening geographically and across sectors. The equal-weighted S&P 500, which dilutes the impact of the largest US technology firms, is now up 13.9% this year, outpacing the 12.8% gain in the tech-heavy Nasdaq composite. This has been underpinned by widening earnings growth. In the second quarter, the median S&P 500 company beat earnings estimates by around 5.5%, compared with an average of around 3.6% since 2015, underlining the broadening of growth. After a few sluggish years, European earnings growth accelerated to 22% in the second quarter. We now expect growth of 15% in both 2026 and 2027. This broader approach is particularly relevant because, excluding strategic holdings, nearly 40% of self-managed equity investors on our platform hold more than half of their equity portfolios in 10 stocks or fewer. Capital preservation strategies can help investors remain invested while managing risks. Investors do not have to choose between pursuing further gains and mitigating potential losses. Those with concentrated portfolios, a lower tolerance for drawdowns or near-term liquidity needs, can consider strategies designed to limit losses while retaining participation in a further market advance. Relatively low implied volatility can improve the available terms by reducing the cost of the options used in many capital preservation strategies. At the same time, higher, shorter-dated government bond yields can make zero-coupon structures less expensive and leave more capital available for potential market participation. Investors can tailor these approaches by tenor, the floor on losses, and the participation rate. This can allow them to lock in some gains, reduce exposure to richly valued or shock-sensitive holdings, and strengthen portfolio resilience without stepping away entirely from long-term equity opportunities. The physical AI build-out also broadens the opportunity into power and resources. Broadcom's stronger outlook reinforces confidence in sustained AI infrastructure investment, which extends beyond chips into power generation, electricity grids, data centers, cooling systems, and industrial equipment. Together with electrification and rising global power demand, this creates long-term opportunities for companies providing the physical assets needed to expand and modernize energy systems. It should also support select industrial metals. Constrained supply growth underpins our preference for copper, followed by aluminum through 2027. Investors can therefore complement technology exposure with power and resources, alongside a broad, actively managed commodity allocation that can enhance diversification against inflation. We remain positive on the equity outlook and believe the latest company results support staying invested in AI. Even so, broadening opportunities and persistent macroeconomic risks reinforce the importance of building exposure more widely. Investors should combine diversified core equity allocations with targeted exposure to transformational innovation and cyclical opportunities while considering capital preservation strategies where concentration or drawdown risk is elevated. Complementing technology holdings with diversified commodity exposure can provide expansion of AI infrastructure while improving portfolio resilience against inflation, energy disruption, and geopolitical risks. Turning now to another development that caught our attention, Chevron and Eni have announced major investments in Venezuela's energy sector, reinforcing efforts to revive the country's oil industry. Chevron plans to invest more than $7 billion over 5 years, with plans to double production to around 600,000 barrels per day. By the aims to raise output from its Junin 5 project to 400,000 barrels per day by the end of the decade, through annual investment of roughly $1.5 billion. The corporate deals follow last week's broader U.S.-Venezuela intra-government agreement, which seeks to attract more than $100 billion in private capital and expand oil production significantly. The announcements also underscore Washington's push to strengthen its role in Venezuela's energy sector. In our view, these commitments suggest international energy companies are prepared to deploy meaningful capital in Venezuela on the assumption that a stable commercial framework can be maintained. However, Venezuela still faces significant operational, infrastructure, and political challenges, and any substantial production increase could take years. This means the investment is unlikely to materially change the global oil market outlook in the near term. Developments concerning the Strait of Hormuz and broader US-Iran tensions remain the primary near-term drivers of oil. Within US equities, we maintain a neutral stance on the energy sector as a whole and favor selective exposure to oilfield services companies, which should benefit from rising international energy investment. Looking ahead to Friday, the 4th of September, the focus will be on the US jobs report for August, Eurozone retail sales for July, and remarks from the European Central Bank's chief economist. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.